Why would 1,000 or so people come together on a hot July night to spend a few hours with people that they probably have never even met? Well, networking opportunities, of course. Drew Gardena hosted a meetup for Clevelanders who use the social networking platform LinkedIn. And network they did. People from all occupations, though there were a lot of IT people in particular, it seemed, met at the Shaker Heights Country Club to swap business cards and look for business opportunities. The large and proactive crowd could be a reflection of the economy, or just a reflection of the eagerness of people in Northeast Ohio to make things happen. Whatever the reason for attending, these 1,000 people are rewriting the rules by using online social media to create real-world relationships. Get ready for entrepreneur Dan Hansen with the Great Lakes Geek Show.
We're here at the Shaker Heights Country Club with Drew Gardena. And Drew, your name tag says host. You got about, I don't know, how many people are here today?
Pretty close to 1,000.
Got about 1,000 people here at the Country Club. It's just packed, jam-packed. And what's going on?
Well, it's the biggest networking event in Northeast, actually in Ohio. And what our attempt to do is to drive business and promote business in Northeast Ohio and the entire Ohio region. And it's a way for people to network, people are looking for jobs, to connect for opportunities, and just do business development and to promote what we're trying to accomplish in terms of economic development in Cleveland, Northeast Ohio region.
You know, when you're not hosting 1,000 or so of your closest friends, what do you do with the rest of your life?
Well, I own two companies. Crestwood Management is a provider of debt collection services and call center services. And our mission is to obviously offer services to our clients, but also give back to the community and to the business community as well.
Now, this is a used LinkedIn social media tool to put this all together. What's your impression of social media? Is it really a useful tool, or is it fan of the month, or what do you think?
No, it's a fabulous tool. It's here whether you want to believe it or not, whether you're going to be a part of it or not, and it's a matter of being able to give back to the business community, and it's in order for it to work, it's got to be reciprocal. You've got to come to an event like this with an idea that you're hoping to get something from somebody, but you've got to give back to somebody, and it'll happen.
How many, is this a one-time event, or do you have them frequently or often? Or?
This is the first one that we've had, and we have, as I said, pretty close to 1,000 attendees, and we're looking for support from the Northeast Ohio and Cleveland community to develop this into something that could be very meaningful for economic development.
You know, obviously the numbers have made this a success for sure, but what would really make this event a success for you?
The success is getting small to medium-sized companies behind it, as well as if we can get larger companies behind it, and making sure that somebody also gives back to each other as well, and making sure that you come with the idea that you're trying to make a connection in business development. If I can help you, terrific. If I can't help you, maybe I can help somebody else, or somebody can help you as well.
So how can our listeners and viewers find out about the next event?
Join us at LinkedIn, and you can connect with me at LinkedIn at DGRDINA at CrestwoodManagement.com, and you'll become a partner of mine, and you'll be connected to every future event that's around to develop business and opportunities for not only companies but individuals.
All right, we're here with Drew Gardena today. He's hosting an event with 1,000 or so of his closest friends here, doing some business in Cleveland. Thanks, Drew.
It's terrific. Thanks for the Cleveland community, and we're going to make it happen and get Cleveland business rocking.
All right, great. Thanks.
All right.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.